The current situation in Egypt has strong echoes of the final days of the Mubarak regime 2 years ago, and we all remember how that turned out. Hosni Badrawi served very briefly under embattled President Hosni Mubarak in 2011. He resigned the day before Mubarak left office, saying the revolution had succeeded. Badrawi is also a former member of Egypt's parliament. He says he welcomes the army's involvement as long as it remains a broker between the main political fronts in Egypt.
Democracy is not only via election, but the respect of the rule of law and the basic element of separation of power, which was not respected throughout the year from the elected government. As a matter of fact, what has happened is alienation of the judicial system, threatening for people with expressing their opinion, and at the same time, nothing in the reform of the economic situation, which is very bad in Egypt now. And so the people who brought the president in power are the same people who are asking him to leave.
In most democracies, though, the opposition typically waits for the government to run its course, and then they elect somebody else. Why not do that?
The simple reason is that the president has collected all powers with him. He is the legislator, he is the executive, and he is the one who produced a law to protect himself from being questioned or audited. So the government and the president are in front of a massive, unheard of, unprecedented number of people saying that they are not happy and they are angry and they want them to leave.
You know, the army had stood by Hosni Mubarak's side. Now you seem to think that the army is protecting the people of Egypt. Can you trust the army? Do you trust the army?
Well, I don't think any army at any place would see more than 14 million in the street asking for their support would just back away. And at the same time, the army has produced his statement saying that they will not and they are not seeking the power or the ruling of the country. The situation in Egypt throughout the year has reached a peak of complete standstill. Economy is in the worst situation, and at the same time, people are suffering from lack of energy and gas and food. So all the promises that has been given to the people during that year has not been fulfilled, and they presented their opinion by demonstrations in the street.
Now, when you resigned, that was the day before Hosni Mubarak left office in 2011, and these heady days of the Arab Spring, you said the revolution succeeded. Are you prepared to reassess that now? Do you think the revolution did succeed, as you said 2 years ago?
Yes. It took Hosni Mubarak 30 years for the people to revolt, but it took the Muslim Brotherhood 1 year for the people to revolt. Egypt is a secular society by nature, and there is no way to engulf the country in an extremist religious state.
Hosni Badrawi, a former member of the upper chamber in Egypt's parliament and briefly part of Hosni Mubarak's government, speaking with us from Cairo. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.